Proclamation number 9029, dated the August 11th, 1965. Only truth leads to the goal. You can travel a long path on earth and still not reach the goal if this path leads you astray. For this reason, I constantly send messengers of light to cross your path, even though you can reject them and ignore their advice when they show you the right path. And I always do this because my love does not want you to be misled. If only you paid attention to the fact that you will never go anywhere without warning, that one side will always advise you to act virtuously and with kindness, then you would always receive light. You would realize that you are living in error, and then the risk of unnecessarily prolonging your path of ascent would be over. Then I would always be able to give you strength for constantly new loving activity, and you would soon be brightly enlightened so that you would be able to cover your earthly path without worry in order to reach the right goal. Erroneous belief is the only stumbling block for your assured progress, because error is my adversary's activity, who will do whatever he can in order to fight the pure truth. And as long as you are subject to his rule, you will resist the truth. However, I gave you common sense which you should use in the right way by pondering what reason your imperfection, which you should be able to recognize, could possibly have. And as soon as you seriously think about it, you will also receive a satisfactory response. And although you will only believe it to be the result of your thinking, you will nevertheless not be able to refute it with such compelling substantiations to the contrary that you will be fully convinced by these. For a silent admonisher was given to you which, if you are honest with yourselves, can be recognized as my voice. Everything will be easy for you if you only recognize a God and Creator above yourselves and willingly submit yourselves to Him. Then I myself will guide you, and truly on a path which will not appear laborious to you, for I myself am the support for you which you should hold on to, which you will not lose again, for I will guide you until you have reached your goal. I only expect this belief of you. Otherwise you will walk lonely and forsaken through earthly life and become a plaything for the one who wants to lead you toward the abyss. You only need to be offered the pure truth, which shines like a bright light and will make you very happy. For truth comes forth from me, and sooner or later it will be offered to every person, yet it is to be voluntarily accepted because it cannot be imparted by force. Not even my adversary can force you to reject the truth. Your attitude towards the truth and thus also towards me is entirely up to you. But one day you will be triumphant over the one who wanted to lead you into error when you are able to confront him with the truth. And then you will be illuminated again as you were in the beginning, when you possessed brightest realization and were blissfully happy. Therefore, take notice of my messengers who stand by the wayside and still want to kindle a small light for everyone, and listen to them without objection. Even if you can't instantly agree with the contents of their message, you should nevertheless think about it and let me, your God and Creator, be part of it, and I will truly guide your thoughts right and also always draw your attention to any error, so that you won't accept it without checking it. Thereby you already testify to wanting to know the truth, and this will be taken into account. For the greatest evil is the fact that the earthly world is only based on error, since it shelters the spirits which once fell away from me and which my adversary plunged into wrong thinking, so that they will not be released from it until the pure truth prevails, but which the human being has to do himself by using his own free will. For this reason there is only a little light amongst people, but everyone can attain light if he has the serious will and hands himself over to me with complete trust so that I can guide him into truth, so that he then will also receive it according to his will. Amen.